Societies, and UNESCO.
KMAN Morning News is presented by Strecker Nelson West Gallery. Visit snwgallery.com for details on current and upcoming shows, and stop by the gallery on Points Avenue right next to the Wareham.
And welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you. And I am now here with Manhattan Area Technical College President Jim Gannat. I said that wrong, didn't I?
It's okay. I'm Jim.
Hey, Jim. Janet. That's right.
It's okay. Yep. You got it.
All right. Got it.
How are you?
Good. Good. Just had a lot of good discussion there with some old professors.
That's good.
No goat talk, I don't think we have.
No,
here, right?
I don't have goats.
All right. No. Well, just wrapping up the academic year.
Yep, we had a good one. Lots going on. Of course, everybody driving by goes, what are you doing out there? Well, Westar's working on a new substation for the north and west corridors of the community. So that's the big excavation going on the east side of our property. That also helps with our electric power and distribution program that we have. We teach electric linemen, and so they'll have a chance when the Westar project is done is to see the substation right there. The substation, they're not bringing any more power into the area. It's to stabilize the power for the north and west ends of town. So, you know, theoretically, fewer power outages, better use of the power. But again, it's needed because their current substation down on in Annenberg Park is in a flood zone, so they can't really do the improvements they need to make there with new equipment, new technology. We have two modular units on the east side of campus as well that'll be ready for fall classes. We're doing some renovation inside our main building. We have a federal grant to help us renovate our library learning resource center into a teaching learning center with some modern capacity to help our teachers with recording some of their content, some of the lectures and demonstrations and things. And then we've got some renovations getting ready to happen out in the dental hygiene unit. So there's a lot going on. Some you can see, some you can't see. We had a good year. 5 years ago, we had absolutely no students from Manhattan High School and very few from any of the high schools. This past semester, the spring semester, 30% of our enrollment were high school kids starting early, either in gen ed classes or tech ed classes. And about over 200 of those were from Manhattan. And we've been working diligently with the good folks over at the high school, and we're working to expand opportunities for the students to take either gen ed classes and or tech ed classes. So there's a lot going on with not just 383, but with the other area school districts. We're making some inroads with Fort Riley on how we can assess military training and help those soldiers think about career programs and be part of our workforce here when they transition out of the military. So those are some of the things that have happened, and then there's a lot of other cool news if you want to hear about it.
Of course.
Okay. So here's what a lot of people don't know about Manhattan Tech that's happened in the last year. We were named having the 19th highest graduation rate in the country, the 19th best graduation rate among 900 community and tech colleges by the Chronicle of Higher Education, which is like the ultimate publication of our profession. The financial services company called WalletHub, they ranked about 600 community and tech colleges in the state, in the country, looking at combination of cost, students completing the programs, and getting a job. And in that one, we ranked 19th in the nation as well. Second in Kansas, 19th in the nation. A nursing organization in the state of Kansas ranked the practical nursing programs, and we came in number two in the state. I wish we were number one, but number two is good. And again, nursing is one of our key programs. We offer both the basic PN level and then the ADN, which is the RN level. Then there's a group called the Aspen Institute. And the Aspen Institute, again, in our profession, big kudos if you get selected by them to compete for a prize. They select 150 community or tech colleges once every 2 years to compete for a $1 million prize. Well, we didn't get the $1 million. But we were one of only 10 community and tech colleges in the state of Kansas to be asked to compete. And we were the only Kansas college to be recognized by a partner with the Aspen Institute, the Siemens Company. They did a technical scholars program. And they recognized our electric power and distribution program for excellence as a program. And then four of our students in electrical power and distribution and dental hygiene got scholarship money by the Siemens Company to help them with their college careers. So those were a few things where we kind of stood out among the pack, if you will, both in the state and across the nation. The other big one within the state regions evaluate all community and tech colleges that have technical programs, on what they call outcome metrics. And again, it's a combination of factors: students completing the programs, getting credentials for the programs, getting jobs related to what they studied for. And there were about seven, I think about seven colleges, community and tech colleges in the state that had two programs meet all the benchmarks. Only one college had three programs. Well, let me take that back. Only one college not only had three, only had four programs that met those benchmarks, and that was Manhattan Area Tech. Nobody else had more than two. So again, our faculty, our students, they performed super in the last couple of years. That's where all this data comes from. But those are things that oftentimes people around the community and around the region don't realize how good we're doing in training people for quality jobs.
Really just seems like it's, not that I want to say that the tech college has ever really kind of been in the dumps or anything like that, but it really seems like the last few years have just been a lot ahead of steam.
There's such a need for the workers. It's incredible. I was in state meetings the last couple of days, and the shortages of workers around the state and all sorts of technical skills is huge. Nationwide, like in welding, there's a shortage of 400,000 welders. And so again, what we're trying to promote is you can learn a good skill, and it's a skill that you keep. It's a job you have if all else backfires on you, but it's also a job that you can use to have a pretty good career. And in the old days, people thought of vo-tech, you know, it's a dead end. It's where you send Johnny who's not quite smart enough to go to college, right? So we're trying to change that because we need the students who enjoy science and math. We're hands-on from day one. They have incredible earnings opportunities, and it's no longer a dead end. They can transfer on and go to a university if they want to. But the cool thing is, the way the job market is right now, they can land a job very quickly, and the chances to advance in that job and even possibly own a business are probably stronger than if they go the traditional four-year degree route to start with.
And good paying jobs.
Excellent paying jobs, yeah. Electric power and distribution, 70s and 80 thousands a year, per year within the first couple of years of employment. Nursing, you know, 50, 60,000. Dental hygiene is in that same range.
I just about left my chair.
Yeah. I love to tell the story. One of our graduates in the electric power and distribution program 2 years ago, his first job offer was starting at $86,000 a year.
That's incredible.
Yeah. It took me, well, I won't say how long, decades.
Right.
Yeah.
And that just, again, that kind of goes back showing the need.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just supply and demand, right?
It is. It is.
And cool. Looking into the future, what's the summer like for Manhattan Area?
Oh, well, we're doing a lot of renovation, a lot of things, upgrading with technology. We have some classes going on. We are still taking enrollment for the fall. We have openings in some programs, so programs are already full, but not all of them. So it's a good time if people are interested. Come out, talk to our admissions folks, get going with your financial aid, get started with the program or with the requirements, the prerequisites for some of the programs. This is a great time to get that done and be ready for when the fall semester starts.
And it's talking about financial aid, that's something that has been a big help for folks like you guys over the past few years, because it wasn't that long ago that you really couldn't do that as much, right?
Not as much. And the cool thing, Congress has just restored the year-round Pell Grant. So in summer sessions, the students can still access financial aid that hasn't been available the last few years.
All right. We do have a caller. Caller, you are on In Focus. Go right ahead.
I wanted to thank you so much for what all your group did for my son. He started out at K-State, and I guess because of my deviant training of him, he objected to what all was going on at K-State. They took him over and turned him loose at Manhattan Vo-Tech, and your people widened his horizons in all kinds of possibilities. And I really wanted to thank you for all of the efforts that you put into furthering his occupational education.
Well, thank you. That's great news. Appreciate it. That's what we're about.
Thank you, caller. Great call. Just about a couple minutes left. So if you do have any calls, you got to rush them in, 537-1350. And when you hear stuff like that, when you hear those sort of testimonials.
That's what we push. We change lives. You know, people may think, well, you're just going to go do this or that. You're going to be a welder. No, we change lives. We give them that skill. They get confidence in what we do. One of the cool things is we're small enough. The students get such personalized attention from our teachers. And we have great staff to help them, whether it's in business services, student services, academic services. The staff do a knockout job helping the students. Our intention is to help every student figure out a way to succeed. You know, if they have trouble paying the bill, we work with them on payment plans. Just make the effort with us. You need tutoring, we've got great people that can help you with tutoring. Our success rate is strong. Our placement rate is strong. It can always be better. But the key thing is we change lives because we give them good skills. They're able to get jobs, and then they can take care of their families. They launch careers that become very successful.
And what's been some of the more popular programs recently that's kind of been trending for you?
Well, nursing is always strong, always in demand. We always, you know, we'll get almost 3 students applying for every spot we have open. Electric power and distribution, again, a strong one because of that employment opportunity. Welding is good. HVAC, there's new opportunities in HVAC.
And we got a caller. Caller, okay. Go right ahead.
Yes, I just asked him, do you do automobile training at that teaching?
Yes, we offer both automotive technology, where they work on engines and transmissions, et cetera, and then auto collision repair, where they fix the dings if you've had an accident. We have both of those.
All right. Thank you, caller. And if you're working on cars anymore, I mean, that's you got to be a pretty tech-savvy guy.
You do, because it's all diagnosis.
Yes.
Yep. You have to look at the data, what the computer tells you, and know how to translate that. So, again, the kids who have good science, math skills, hands-on skills, like hands-on learning, we need them to come take a look at what we can do for them.
And so much of that sort of work, there is a lot, people think it's thankless, like there's no critical thinking. There's a ton of critical thinking.
There is, because you've got to take what this says, how do you make it happen, and then how do you test it to make sure it's right.
And troubleshooting.
Yep.
A lot of critical thinking and troubleshooting.
Yep.
A lot of working backwards.
We've had a few female students in auto collision repair, and they have just rocked the place because their attention to detail is a little stronger. They're rarely colorblind. You know, men are more prone to being colorblind. And in auto collision, when you're matching up the paint, when you're repairing the paint job on a car, the ladies do fantastic with that.
All right, Jim, really appreciate you coming
and
talking about all the great things happening there. Big thanks to all our guests, Dr. Smothers, Dr. Benjamin. Great hour of In Focus, Dave.
Lots of fun. Learning lots all the time here. That's what we do at the program. Tomorrow, Biosecurity Research Institute Director Stephen Higgs will be joining us. Also, Pawnee Mental Health's Executive Director, Robin Cole. Portions of In Focus will be available on our website at all times. Rest of the lineup for today has the Clark Howard Show coming up next. We'll have a little bit of the Rush Limbaugh Show, and then we got the Royals on the radio beginning at 12:30 today. It's now 10 a.m. CBS News is next on KMAN.
Now you can easily deposit checks from the KS State Bank iPhone and Android apps with free mobile deposit. KS State Bank.